Take care when renewing your tax credits. Make sure you check your form carefully, as any errors you make now could mean you receive less money later. Tax credits from Revenue and Customs. Renew today to make sure you get the right money.
Oh, fantastic. I thought you were actually going to break into some reggae there for a moment, Jill. It's fantastic. There we are. Revenue and Customs, one of a series of tax credit promos we'll be having a listen to as the weeks proceed. But as ever, it's good to have you back, Jill. For those people who are actually still listening live to Southside Broadcasting, they might say she's never been away. But this, you know, it's all timing, slices, all the rest of the bits and pieces.
You know, it's like anything. There are times in the year, and one of the times in the year is tax credit renewal time. And, you know, to a lot of people in this country, and I'm talking over 8 million, tax credits are incredibly important. There's different rates, there's different amounts. If you're listening to this and interested, it's probably because you are receiving them. And there's two different types that we're talking about here. Working tax credit to sort of top up low income, and child tax credit, which can help with child care costs. And there's different sort of ways of qualifying for them. My biggest advice to anybody listening who isn't quite sure what it's all about or wants to look into it is to go to DirectGov. DirectGov website has everything you need to know on tax credits, and it's in a very easy to understand and follow format. And there's lots of information there about the renewal process. In fact, at the moment, if you do go into that site, which is just www.direct.gov.uk/, and this is all one word, renew your tax credits, then you will get to some videos which you can watch and listen to guide you through the renewal process. So there's loads of information to help you out there. But what we're talking about here is the time of the year when Tax Credit Office have to make sure that what they paid everybody for the last year, 2010 to 11, which ended in April on the 5th, was correct. And to get ready to make sure that everything that they're going to pay people in 2011-12 is on target for being the correct amount. Because the sad fact is that if we get this wrong, what would happen is you will either be underpaid or overpaid. And we don't want that to happen to anybody, and I'm sure you don't want it to happen to you. Now, the renewal packs themselves come out each year about this time. They start coming out between April and June. You've got till the deadline, which is the 31st of July. So that's the date we're talking about, 31st of July 2011. As soon as you get your pack through the door, and I got mine last week, open it up and follow the instructions. And if you do have questions or you want to look into it, go into that DirectGov site. Read them carefully. It will change, you know, what happens is everybody's circumstances are different. So there's, you know, some people will get the same type of money, but you could be talking to somebody living next door and they might have completely different amounts coming into you, be claiming for different reasons. The point is that pack, when you open it up, will tell you how to proceed. Some people won't have to do anything at all. Some people will just read the information, and as long as what we had recorded for them for the last tax year, 2010-11, everything was correct and there's no changes, they are told just to do nothing at all, and we will accept that their renewal is done by the 31st of July and that everything was okay. Obviously, if that's your case and you know something wasn't right or you know something is changing, then you'll need to contact us. I myself have been in that position for the last few years, but this year for the first time, I've had to actually fill in and return a form to them because my circumstances have changed because my husband, Gary, has gone back to university. So we're in a different position to what we have been in the past when he had his own business. So I had to just open it up, fill it in, follow it through, and I've sent it back in the envelope provided. And that's my part done. And then when it goes to Tax Credit Office, they will have a look at it and do what they need to do. When you open it up, it helps to have the right forms there. So if you go on the DirectGov site and have a look at the videos, they'll describe all this to you in great detail. But obviously, what we base the tax credits on, whether it's working tax credit or child tax credit, is things like what money is coming into the household, Who is in the household? Is it a couple claiming? Is it somebody as an individual? You know, how many children? How much earnings, if one of you is only working or if you're both working, we need to know about it all. So things like P60s, which you get at the end of the tax year, and you should have received by now from your employer if you were still with them on the 5th of April, pay slips, childcare details, all of those kind of things are going to have an impact on your claim, and they're what we're checking out. There are some incomes that don't actually... they're not taken into account. So, for instance, if you have one of you in the household like I do, who's at university, grants and student loans aren't taken into the equation. Some types of savings aren't. If in doubt, look in the pack. It will tell you what they're after exactly and go on the website and check it out. So once you get that pack through, open it up, because what will happen if you ignore that? And if you think, oh, I can't be bothered with that, if you are relying on income from that, and let's face it, the whole idea of tax credits is to top your income up so you have a standard of living which you can survive on, it will stop. If we don't have a response, unless you're one of those people who are told they don't have to do anything and everything's still the same, but if you have been asked, like I was, to send something back and it doesn't come in by the 31st of July, the tax credits will have to stop, because what we can't afford to happen is to keep on paying it. And then when we finally get the details, we find something has changed and you could be faced with an overpayment or you might have been underpaid. So this is an incredibly important process for anybody in receipt of tax credits. And I really urge you not to ignore that envelope if it's sat at home on the side, or if you're waiting for it, you know, they are still coming through. Do get it opened up. Do follow what it says on there. So we've talked about where you can go for the help, and believe you and me, I've had a look on there. It's very, very good. There is a telephone helpline, but I have to say that I would go and have a look at DirectGov first of all, because the information is so precise and it's all available to you when you want it, whereas sometimes with the helplines, it can take a while to get through. This will be a busy time of year because of people getting their renewals and having questions. But I will give you that number, because if any of you don't have internet access, and you do have questions, they will help you. It's 0845 300 3900. That's 0845 300 3900. And it's open from 8 till 8, Monday to Friday, and 8 till 4 on Saturday. So just get it open, get it sorted out, fill it in if you need to, have a look at the details, make sure they are correct. Get it sent in, and we can make sure you continue to get the correct amount of money to help your family.
That's profound, Jill. I was tempted to actually interject with respect to, was it a bloke thing, not opening envelopes, not reading the instructions, just going straight onto the whole thing. But I love the way you said, read the instructions. Very good indeed. What's next month going to be about?
I haven't perfectly decided yet, actually.
Can we open it up to the listener?
Yes. If anybody out there does have a subject they're particularly interested in, within reason, and as long as it is tax, then...
Jill, you spoilt the entire thing there. For a moment, I thought you were going to say anything, you know? Happy to work with that.
Yeah, please let us know at Southside. And what I'll do is Alex will let me know. And if I've got enough time to prep for it, I will try and make sure that I include something covering what you are interested in.
Fantastic. Whether, of course, we get a production like the Revenue and Customs team have obviously put together, I'm not sure, but 20 seconds of bliss. Jill, it's been fantastic as ever. We leave the question mark to the July question of tax and revenue and customs and so on and so forth. As we say, happy trails and on to this.
You should be renewing your tax credits by now. Make sure you do it as soon as you get your form. The sooner you renew, the sooner we can check your payments are right, so you won't lose any money. Tax credits from Revenue and Customs. Don't put it off. Renew straight away.